Where are you at? Are you out in Ontario right now, or you at home?
I'm near Hamilton, Ontario right now, yeah.
Okay. Wicked stuff, buddy. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me here a little bit. I appreciate it. And I have to say, this is like the most formal, well-put-together interview that I've ever done with somebody. So kudos to you and your team. This is fantastic.
I love to hear that. Stephanie is the GOAT. Thank you, Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you as well for taking time out of your day. This is great. I can't wait to have a chat.
I know I had an interview with up-and-comer Mark Ledlin earlier today, and I was giving him the business because I work mornings here at the station, and I was being like, usually I'm out here at like 9:50. I only work like a four-hour day. What's going on? They're making me stay long, but I kid. I'm excited. So anyways, let's jump into it here, buddy. So, you know, I got not that my background is necessarily a super concern for you, but I just got back into radio after being off for a while. And my first experience hearing your stuff was Old Dirt Road. Roads. That song's been stuck in my head for like the past 2 months, man. I just wanted to say it's an awesome tune. And what's it been for you? What's it been like for you, you know, having a jam like that just kind of dominate country radio and be playing everywhere? It's pretty cool, I think.
Well, thank you for that, man. That's super cool to hear.
Yeah.
It's crazy for me to hear that because I wrote that song by myself in my college dorm room in 2019. And I had no idea where the song was gonna go or where it was going to take me at the time. Obviously, I was just a kid writing songs about missing home because I was in the city for the first time. And, you know, driving in traffic for the first time and missing them old dirt roads that I used to ride down with my buddies to school. And it's just an honest song about home, and to hear people connect with it and get it stuck in their heads is a dream come true. So if you've ever been, you know, to a small town or if you're from a small town, I think some of the imagery and the lyrics in that one can take you home. So I think that's why people are connecting with it. It's just very honest, and I'm very grateful to have it on the radio and you know, see it climb on the charts and see people connect with it is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're very honest in it, and then just like a good song as well too, right? Like it's a great catchy tune. And to clarify as well, you know, I say it's been stuck in my head, and I mean that as a good thing. You know, I'm not being like, ah, get out of here. It's like, no, it's been awesome. Like I love the track. I catch myself singing it. It's great. You got an upcoming tour here. I thought this was interesting. So the focus of this tour, you purposely decided to kind of hit, you know, there are some cities in Canada, so it's not really like a small town tour, but is it kind of like you're going to like overlooked Canadian cities? Is that kind of a good way to put like your intention with what you're doing here? Yeah.
100%. Like, yeah, I mean, Mild May, where I'm from, is the last kind of stop. That's a super small town. It's 1,000 people. But like, yeah, we're hitting up places like Banff and Fort McMurray and places that Brandon, Manitoba, and all these places that people just don't really tour to. And they don't really have, you know, big venues and stuff like that. But we're just going to roll in and put our own show on in the corner of country bars and go back to sort of my roots and how I started in country music, which was playing in the corner of bars and being shoulder to shoulder and, you know, getting sweaty with people in a bar is just the best thing ever. And being that close where there's like no stage and they're like right in your face, that's what I'm looking forward to. So I feel like we're kind of going back to my roots and how I started cutting my teeth in country music. And that's something, you know, I'm looking forward to going back to after the last couple of years and getting to play some bigger stages and be in front of a lot more people. It'll be fun to strip it back and go back to those small rooms. So yeah, I mean, I'm just super excited. We're going across the country. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I really like those intimate performances as well, too. And especially with the, you know, how expensive real big concert tickets are getting in this day and age, you begin to kind of appreciate that stuff more because it's an affordable night out to be able to go to a bar like that and watch a more intimate performance. And for me, I know that show is good when if I'm so close to the artist and so close to the stage, I can see their shirt sticking to them because it's so soaked in sweat. And that's a very visual cue that, all right, this is the type of intimate performance I'm after. This is good. I'm in the right venue.
100%, man. Yeah. And I mean, speaking of, you know, affordable, this Buckle Up Tour we're putting on is presented by Bud Light and it's powered by Live Nation. And we're doing free tickets. So everything is completely free. You literally just go to buckleuptour.ca, sign up and come up for free, which is sick. And I'm super grateful for that. I think, like you said, ticket prices are so expensive these days. that it's cool to be able to give that to fans. And I'm from a small town, and I know if there's anything happening in small towns, especially, like, everybody wants to go to it. So I'm glad we can make that free for people to come out to.
Yeah, that's cool. A couple questions too about your small town of Mildmay. So I actually had my general manager here asked me to ask you, how many times did you play at Harley's Pub in Mildmay?
I don't even know the number, but like I've played there. Like one of my very first shows I ever played was at Harley's. And by show, I mean just me in the corner of the bar with my PA system that I set up, my acoustic guitar, and people just eating dinner, you know, with their backs turned to me. But eventually it turned into me playing there and bringing 150 to 170. I don't even know how many it can hold. It's not very big. People just arm to arm screaming back songs to me. And that's sort of so cool to me that I get to go back there and do that again. It's not really set up for live music. The bar, it's literally like an old hotel. It used to be like a motel back in the day, and then it kind of converted it into a pub, and there's big, you know, brick features, and it's super awesome, and I'm thankful for them for supporting me and allowing me to come play there. But if I had to put a number on it, it's probably like, I mean, more than, I don't even know, more than 50 times probably. I don't know.
Nice. They got to have a plaque or something up there for you soon now, especially since you're starting to take off. You like basically you're probably going to be the biggest all star to have come out of playing at that bar.
Yeah, they don't have a plaque, but they do have my name on the menu. I have my own sandwich. It's called the Corner Bar Sandwich because there's a line in Old Dirt Roads about singing or playing for keeps the Corner Bar, and they made a sandwich after me. So there you go. I'm super grateful for that.
Yeah, now that you say that out loud, that is a billion times better than a plaque or anything else. I think getting a sandwich named after you, that's incredible.
A hot chicken sandwich, can't go wrong, man. It's pretty good. If you're ever in Mildmay, stop and get a hot chicken sandwich and then come up to our farm and stop for a campfire or something.
Hell yeah. I gotta be careful with that though. If I grew up on a farm as well too, and knowing farmers and farm folk, you guys will probably put me to work. So I gotta bring my boots if I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stones to be picked right now, actually.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Started picking stones, you know, every year in the spring. This year, luckily, and last year, I've sort of got out of it because we've been so busy running around. So I've kind of left that to my dad, and I think some of the family is going to be over there helping him out. So I'm out of the job this year, but yeah, it's always a good time.
I remember doing that as a kid, and the neighbor would pay me to do it, and my dad would be working in the field with me because they would hire him to do the tractor work, and then they hire me to go on the quad and pick stones. And like the neighbors would always be like, "Oh, you did such a wonderful job. Here's your money." And they'd like, you know, give you a little, like they'd pay you really well for doing it because you're a young kid, right? And then I'd go home and my dad would just give me nothing but hell. Be like, "Oh, you missed all these rocks out there, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah. That's always how it goes, man. It's like, have you seen those memes online of the kid like holding the flashlight and just getting yelled at by their dad? That's just classic, man.
Oh yeah.
That's the lessons you learn growing up that stay with you forever though, you know?
Yeah.
And still the hard work ethic, you know?
Yeah. I still to this day don't know if I can properly hold a flashlight. So it is what it is, but yeah. Another question I wanted to ask you about your hometown here, and then we'll get into your music a little bit more. I saw that you, did you pen a letter to city council to get like an old sign or something that you could take on tour?
Oh yeah, I did, man. I had the idea and I texted a guy I used to work with because I used to work for the township and I was on the roads crew there. So they kind of like, we put up signs and stuff or whatever. And I asked him if I could have the sign and he said he'd look into it. And then I got an email back from the town council or whatever. They said, I need to write a letter to council and they'll have a meeting. And they had their meeting. They read my letter and it got approved. And I own the sign now. I'm trying to pull up a picture right now of it so I can show you. But yeah, I'm basically taking the sign on the road with me. We just loaded it up in the bus this morning, actually. It's going into Fort McMurray for the first show on Sunday. This is the sign here. So it's coming on the road with me. I don't know if you can see that.
I can kind of see her, yeah. It's a little washed out. But, oh, there we go, there. That's the sweet spot. Wow. Yeah. That's like a, that's, I thought like it would be like a little plate or something, you know, how they like something.
This,
yeah.
It's this
like,
lamp right here works. That little lamp, it turns on. But yeah, no, the sick thing is this sign's been up for like 40, 45 years. Like it's like the last OG sign they had. All the ones, like there's four different entrances to town and all the other ones are like the new sort of metal plate signs. They're just like, this is like an old classic wood one that has a lot of character to it. So I'm stoked they let me have it. It's mine now. So we're gonna use that on stage and bring a little piece of my hometown everywhere we go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Little piece is, you know, I don't know if that's the way to put it. That's a pretty big piece. That's, you know, it's gonna look sick on stage, but yeah, hauling that around will be a bit of work, but totally worth it, I think. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited about that.
You know, that's kind of one of the neat things as well, too, of doing something like music and coming from a very small town is, you know, everybody gets behind you. You can do things like that, like get your hometown sign and different things. Whereas, you know, artists that come out of a Toronto or something, they don't have that intimate connection like you would get from coming from a small town, right? Like, it's rad that you can do things like that.
Totally, man. I think that is why I, you know, I've been able to keep going and sort of get to where I am now is because of the people that I was talking about that would come to Harley's and support me. It started with 5 people, then it made it up to 20, and then 30, 50, 100, and the same sort of people would just follow me everywhere I played at all these local bars, and it just became this thing that I would be playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday every weekend, and I'd have a lot of times the same people coming out until eventually it was like 1500 people in a field and I was playing for at like these homecomings and stuff. And I've built up like a loyal fan base of, they just feel like family to me, all these people in the small town, and they're so supportive in every way. And it's just so cool.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you that you got that, man. That's really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So let's get into music here a little bit then. Your EP, Bruce County, going to be coming out on May 24th. Tell me a little bit about this. The tone of it, I'm willing to bet, is very small town feel, talking about that kind of upbringing and all that. But what else about it can you tell us? What are some of the influences and different things?
Yeah, so there's 4 songs on there. The EP is called Bruce County, like you said, and Mild May, my hometown, is in Bruce County. I grew up in Bruce County, riding those roads, and a song like Old Dirt Road speaks to that as well. And I think every song on this record touches on a different aspect of how I was raised. And you know, whether it's the people, the atmosphere, or just like the general vibe of growing up in a small town in a rural community, I think each song
encapsulates. There you go. Encapsulates.
Encapsulates yeah. what it was like. And I think people will be able to pick up on that listening to these songs. At least I hope they will. When I listen to them, it puts me in that place, and I just can't wait to get it out.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to hear it as well, too. If the rest of it carries the same tone and catchiness of Old Dirt Roads, they're all going to have a fight on which one's going to live in my head for the day, every single day. So,
yeah, man, I think we've sort of captured those vibes with a couple of the songs on the record, and Old Dirt Roads will be on it as well. So it's a small EP. There's 4 songs. It's nothing huge, but sort of foreshadowing to what we have coming down the pipeline later this year and into next year. And I just can't wait to get it out.
Wicked. Well, hustle me along if we're pushing for time here, my friend, but there are a couple more questions I'd like to ask you. I'm curious about.
I'm not sure what our timeline is. Steph, are you there still to chime in? But I'm down to keep talking if we have the time.
Okay. Yeah. I only have a couple more, so it shouldn't be too much longer, but if you got somebody else to get to, I hate to make them wait. Cause like if I'm waiting 5 minutes for somebody to come on the phone for an interview, I'm losing it. So, you know, I like to try to, I'm just kidding. I like to try to respect the next guy, but anyways, where was it here? Oh yeah. I read somewhere that, you told somebody else in an interview that you also have drawn inspiration for your music from your dreams. Was there any specific songs that stand out where you were like, yeah, this is one that I woke up and just kind of, it flowed out of me naturally? Or is there anything specific?
Yeah, my very first song I ever released, called Smoke Man. It was my third semester school project at a school called OER for audio. It's an audio school that I went to, and I learned how to record music. I woke up at like 3 a.m. with that guitar. There's like a very distinct guitar part off the top of it, and I just had that in my head. And I woke up and I learned sort of a version of what I heard in my head, and I played it, and I wrote the song based on sort of the vibe I had in my head, and I woke up with it right away. I kind of sang it into my voice notes, and it was the weirdest, coolest experience I've had as a songwriter so far. And I feel like there's been times since then that I've woke up and had a sweet, groundbreaking idea that would be like the next biggest hit, and I'm like, I'll remember it in the morning. I'm not going to record this. And then I wake up in the morning and it's just gone. And I'm like, why did I not do that? I was too lazy at 3 a.m. I should have recorded it. But yeah, that first one that I put out was a dream I had that I think that kind of gives the listener a bit more context as to, you know, the song's a bit wacky, but I love it. And it was a dream song. So
that's really cool. Well, I just so Steph messaged like 6 minutes ago that we have one more minute. So I'll wrap this up here with you, my friend. And sorry about that. Sorry. Apologies about that, Steph. What's on the horizon for you? Just share anything quickly here you want to before we jet. What should people know? You got the tour. You got the music coming out. What else can you say here quickly?
Yeah. Buckle Up Tour May. We got new music May 24th. We are going to be all over this country this year playing shows, festivals, and lots of exciting announcements coming that I can't share yet, but check me out at Owen Regling Music on Instagram, Facebook. My website's owenregling.com, and all my shows and everything that we have coming down the pipe is on there, so check it out.
Wicked. Thanks, my friend. And when you're in our neck of the woods, we hope to see you and maybe get you in for one of our hot country hangouts or something sometime soon. I think that'd be rad. So keep in touch, all right?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for the time today.